This book brings back a lot of memories. Years ago, these were the books we used at Pilgrim Camp. And there's a few songs I remember. And so let's sing one of them, 375, More to Follow. 375. Yeah, play it through, good idea. Thank you. You're doing three flats, all right. Half the verse. It's deep enough. Okay, I'm having a little trouble, so once you catch on, sing as though you're leading the music. Here we go.
Have you on the Lord believed? Still there's more to follow. Of His grace that you receive, still there's more to follow. Oh, the grace that found the shores, still there's more to follow. Freely He His grace bestows, still there's more to follow. More and more, more and more, always more to follow. Oh, His matchless boundless love.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been praying for a constant spirit. And that means if you praise the Lord yesterday, then what should we be doing today? Praising the Lord today. And worshiping Him with all our hearts today. And if God gives us tomorrow, we'll do that tomorrow too. That's what it means to be constant and steadfast in our spirit. Praise God. And so, I just want to remind us some of the things the Lord's been dealing with us about and we've been dealing with Him about, and then put it into practice. Encourage you to put it into practice, and me too. Praise God. The Lord's present tonight, and He deserves our praise. And we ought to just praise Him and worship Him. Praise God and open our hearts up like a sunshine in the presence of the sun. Praise God. Didn't that feel good when the sun broke out this morning? That was great. You know, I was talking to Ben on the way down to the waters. I was trying to encourage him, Ben, if the water's cold, we're going to just go right in. Quit you like a man. You know, just be tough. Follow me. Well, the water was fine. And then when we were in the water, all of a sudden we felt the warmth of the sunshine open up over us. That was great. You know, I feel that in meetings sometimes. We're just worshiping the Lord, and then suddenly the warmth of the presence of God just seems to break over the meeting. And then you just open up and drink it in. Praise God. So let's continue to do that. Praise God. I'm preaching to the choir because you've been doing it already. But let's encourage each other in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And you clap your hands once in a while, you'll get the air circulating in here, and we'll all feel better. Praise God. 321. Let's do it. Thank you. hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His goodness, His goodness. Think about His grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Even when I went, think about His goodness, His goodness. Think about His grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Think about His love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Savior. Glory, glory, glory. Maybe somebody will pray out for the camp. Let God use you. Just let's keep bringing these children to the Lord every day, every time we think of them. Praise God. God has a great work to do in these next few days. And He's going to accomplish it as we pray. Trust Him. And so, let God use you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Right now, Lord, over this camp. Manifest Your glory, Your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we sense very clearly that Your work here in the camp is not finished, that there's something more You need to do, Lord. Lord, we also sense that there is danger, Lord, that there is some possibility that Your work might not be finished, that people could go home the same way they came, that the enemy would be satisfied rather than You sitting down satisfied.
Yes.
Our Savior, we ask You to shake us even here in this meeting. Put that deep cry into our hearts, Lord. Let us see the great need. And then let us see you as the great Savior, high above everything else, so able, so willing, so desirous to meet every need that there is in the camp, especially with these dear ones, the young children, the girls, and the cottage, Lord. But also needs up here, Lord. Dear Jesus, don't let anyone leave this camp until the work is done. You brought them here for a purpose. We believe the testimony that has been given to the founders of the camp, that you bring people here to the camp. You bring them for a purpose, and you don't act aimlessly. Dear Savior, we have not been as diligent as we ought this period in calling on you and calling mightily for your great working here in the camp, Lord. Well, Lord, bring a remedy to that right now. Bring a remedy to that right here in this meeting. We're calling for that great outpouring of your Spirit, the great outpouring of your work, the great outpouring of your love. Oh, dear Jesus, you can cause those clouds to part. You can cause the sunlight of your glory to shine down into these hearts, Lord. Finish your work, Lord. Satisfy yourself. Oh, we want Jesus to be overjoyed. We want Jesus to be pleased with everything he was able to accomplish in the camp. We want you to sit down, Lord, at the end of this period, fully satisfied and saying, oh, what a good work. What a pleasure it was to work in these hearts.
Yes, Lord.
What a pleasure it was to see my will done, to see the Father exalted, to see softness in the heart of these girls toward the dear Father. Oh, bring in that sweetness. Bring in that kindness. Bring in that mercy. Oh, Jesus, sweep away all the filth of the world, all that unpleasant crust, Lord. Wash us with that fresh water, that pure water. Bring something new into the camp. Set your seal, Lord, on it.
Hallelujah.
And don't let anything hinder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bring about a great melting in the hearts of these boys and girls. And really all of us, Lord, were there any hard places where we have not opened up to you? Lord, we can't do that apart from the work of the Holy Ghost, but we invite you to come and to melt and to soften and to make our hearts tender toward you, Lord. Make us sensitive to what you're saying to us and the changes that you want to make and the way in which you want to move among us. Lord, give us discernment, Lord, to help us to understand what you want and what you're doing so that we might yield ourselves to you more perfectly and to claim by faith the fulfilling of your promises over our lives and over this place. Lord Jesus, if there be any young people, as we have prayed, have not opened up to you as of yet, if they're holding back in some way, if there's some area in their life that is closed and hard, Jesus, we pray that you'll bring about a breaking and a melting, even tonight, in their gatherings, Lord, while they're sleeping at night. Lord, we just pray. We don't limit you to our church gatherings, Lord, but we pray that every moment of every day, the Holy Spirit will bring Christ to us and cause Christ's work to go forward in our hearts. Lord, we're believing for you, Jesus, to rule and reign over this place and to help us to bow deep in our hearts, Lord, and to bow in full surrender. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I was praying today, I thought, Lord, I can't preach and touch upon every need that is represented here. Maybe I haven't said anything about your need yet. But I thought, but the Holy Spirit is here at camp. And he's not limited to the preaching. I hope he's in the preaching, but he's not limited to the preaching. And I hope he's in the songs that we sing, but he's not limited to that either. And I thought, Lord, while people are in bed, while people are walking the grounds, Lord, meet their needs. You yourself, Jesus himself, you do the work. And that's one thing that we've experienced at camp in such a wonderful way, that even if the preacher didn't touch upon our need, yet Jesus was there and he met us. And he met that need in my life. And so that's why we are constantly encouraging one another to look to Jesus. Don't look to the preacher. Don't look to anybody else or anything else. But if you look to Jesus, whether you're prayed for or not, whether you're the preacher touches upon what you feel you need to hear or not, Jesus knows your need, and Jesus will minister to that need. Praise God. And we've heard wonderful stories over the years. While I was in bed, Jesus came to me. As I was sitting at the table, I just sensed Jesus come. And he took that thing, took care of that thing completely. While I was praising him in the meeting, I felt a deliverance come into my life. Praise God. That's Jesus working. And he does a good work, deep and thorough. And so we praise him for that. Praise God. Here's a good song, number 203 in the hardcover book, Saved by the Blood. And let's be free in the presence of God to express our love and words of testimony if we have them. Praise God. Then we'll have a young lady speak to us who has recently been to Africa. Feels a little bit like Africa right now here, I think. And so she'll be right at home when she speaks to us about her visit there and the way in which the Lord enabled them to minister. Praise God. Number 203, Saved by the Blood. Can't hear the words, at least follow the beat.
Saved by the blood of the